Tano Avalon now jogs on. He'll kick off. He's done a good job of kicking off for Wimberley tonight. And we say night. We started in the afternoon at 4 o'clock. The sun has set now.
Thank goodness.
Some wispy clouds out beyond the windows to our right down that far sideline there, Randy. Beautiful sunset. And the sunset is certainly coming to this football season one way or the other too, Randy. So get ready. This is going to be a fun 24 minutes as Tino Avalon will kick off. Back deep to receive the kickoff, Reese Thompson for Argyle, along with Nick Ralston. Here's the kickoff. It's a line driver, bounces to the 30, picked up, rolling around on the ground at the 25-yard line. And that is Basau, who gets it out to the 32-yard line. And that is where Argyle will take over with pretty good field position. And we will see if the quarterback, Austin Awney, we'll get a good look at him early on here in this second half here, Randy. We'll see how he's feeling. As Clint had mentioned, he had a fever. He was not feeling well. He didn't come out for normal warm-up with the Eagles. And he had a functional first half, but certainly not a great one. We'll see how he feels.
And he's certainly key to this offense. They're 34-3, Mike, when he's underneath the center there.
Avaleth, the running back, will get it right up the middle. And he stopped after a pickup of about three to the 35-yard line. It'll be second down and seven. Avaleth now with 46 yards rushing on 11 carries. And statistically, Wimberley's done a really good job stopping that Argyle running game.
Yeah, they have. You know, Argyle has had a play or two where they've had some success. But all in all, the Texans' defensive front has done a really fine job bottling them up. Kobe Kelly on the tackle that last play.
Here's Awney now. He's going to drop back to throw. A lot of good protection, a lot of good time, I should say. Flips it out complete to Basau, and he gets it all the way out to the 48-yard line. A pickup of 13 and a first down for the Eagles.
Boy, and he was wide open on that play. There wasn't a defender near him. He came from the backside on a little out pattern. It was wide open.
Boy, and Awney, Clint Shields is right. He throws a pretty ball, doesn't he? He's just kind of a classic type quarterback, stands tall in the pocket, and it's first down and 10. Play action, looking left, throws it over the middle, and it is caught out there by Bossall down near the Wimberley 40-yard line, so that's going to be a pickup of 12 and another first down.
Yeah, Bossall, again, doing a drag over the middle. Came underneath the coverage, was wide open, and nice catch there.
Awney threw that one on the run, too. So he may be feeling a little bit better here, and that's not good news for Wimberley. Here's the give to Avaleth up the middle. Good running yardage. He reels off 10 yards right up the middle down near the 30-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. I think he's got enough for the first down, though.
Yeah, it's going to be awfully close.
Yeah, first down. They're going to mark it down at the 30-yard line. He's got 56 yards rushing, and the Eagles are marching smartly down the field now.
Very smartly. That was like a little counterplay that time where the running back starts to the right and then follows his blockers over the left side.
Looking right side is Awney, and that's incomplete, and probably a good thing it's incomplete because his receiver out in that right flat, Chance Bodie, he was well covered to say the very least.
I'm not for certain that the ball was even anywhere near Bodie that time. I think it might have been a missed assignment there by Bodie.
Either that or Awney was throwing it away because he didn't want to throw the pick, one or the other. At any rate, it's second down and 10 now for the Eagles at the Wimberley 30-yard line. The give to Avaleth off right tackle. He gets to the 25 and he's spinning forward. Blakemore's trying to rip the ball out of his hands, but he goes down after a gain of 9, way down close to the 20-yard line, spotted at the 21-yard line.
And again, that's that little counterplay that they're having some success with. He starts out underneath, going to the right, gets the ball, and then starts out to the left, and then cuts back to the right, following his blockers there, finding some room to pick up some yards.
And Clint, this Argyle offense looks pretty impressive from the booth. How do they look down there at field?
Well, I think you see what their halftime adjustment was coming out, and that's to shorten up the passing game.
You bet. Two tight ends now on third down and one. The give is to Basau. Basau, he's got the first down and more. He gets it down to the 16-yard line, a pickup of 5, or rather the 17, a pickup of 4. But another first down for Argyle. They are knocking at the door now.
Yeah, they got down here deep inside the red zone again. This is where last time the Texans were able to stiffen up and hold them to a field goal. See, now that the field's a little bit shorter, they can't hold them here to a field goal.
Spotting it at the 16-yard line. First down and 10 for Argyle. Awney will go from the shotgun formation. He will turn and give it to one of his backs off left tackle. He's got running room, and down to the 9-yard line, that's Chance Bodie. So he picked up 7. It'll be second down and 3.
Yeah, a little speed sweep that time. Chance Bodie lined up over there in the slot on the right side. Comes in motion, takes the hands off right at the snap, and tries to go out around that left end there. Found a little bit of room.
Brought down by Nick Alana. And they're spotting it at the 10-yard line. Second down and 4 now. Again, shotgun for Awney. He's got it. He's going to turn and give it to his running back, Eveleth, up the middle. Pushing forward down to the 7-yard line.
That's going to be close to a first down again, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it will be close to a first down. A pickup of 3 for Eveleth now. And he has 68 yards on the ground. How close is he to that first down there, Clint? Can you see?
Yard and a half, almost 2 full yards. From your angle, he's not quite as close as it looked.
Yeah, it's hard for us to see
here on it. Yeah.
The ball's just inside the 8. They've got to get to the 6.
Third down and 1. Ball just inside the 8-yard line. Power formation. The give is to Bossau, and he's got it down near the goal line. Did he get in? He did not get in, but he certainly got the first down. So a pickup of 6, and they are at the brink of the Wimberley end zone after that pickup of 6 yards.
And that's the third or fourth time they've ran that play there on short yardage, Mike, where they run a little crossing route there in the backfield, handing off the power back, Bossau, and a good job to pick up some yards.
Bossau's an impressive back. 1-yard line, first down, turn, the give is to Bossau, and he's in. The ball comes loose and goes out of the back of the end zone. It's going to be a touchback. Wimberley will get it at the 20. How big is that, Randy?
That right there is absolutely huge. Because quite honestly, Mike, on that possession, Argyle was doing everything they wanted to do to drive that ball right down the Texans' throat.
Clint,
what a huge turnover.
Clint, what did you see down there at the goal line?
Well, what I was looking for was the reaction on the Argyle offense to see if they wanted to dispute that as to whether or not he got into the end zone before he fumbled the ball, but absolutely did not. At about the 1-yard line, there was a pile in front of him. Not surprised by that. And he tried to go over the top of it.
Yeah.
And I think it was a foot, maybe even one of his own blockers. A foot was up in the air, and the ball caught on it and just shot straight out into the end zone and rolled through.
Yeah, the replay shows that it was his own foot. He fumbled it about at the 1-yard line, and as he was tumbling forward, his back foot kicked it forward out the back of the end zone.
And it definitely came out before he got to the goal line.
No doubt.
There's no question about that. I saw it 60 yards high above this field. Here's Brady Lambert now. Turns, and he'll give it to Trinity Smith. Trinity Wilson, he's knocked down at the 18-yard line, so a loss of 2 for Trinity Wilson.
Yeah. Defensive front for the Eagles had good penetration that time. Trinity had just absolutely nowhere to go once he got up there.
Yeah, the defenders were able to get really good penetration on that play, Randy. Second down and 11.
Ray Tucker was in the backfield as Trinity was about the time he was getting into the line of scrimmage.
I'm still trying to catch my breath after that fumble at the goal line.
Had a huge break for the Texans.
Huge, huge break for the Texans. And now Lambert will be in the shotgun formation. Second down and 11. Ball at the 19-yard line. Give Wilson a loss of only 1. Going to give this one to Dennis Smith, trying to get outside left. He avoids a tackler, stiff arms another, and steps out of bound at the 20 for a gain of 1.
Yeah, again, good pursuit by the linebackers for Argyle. They were really able to string out as fast as Dennis Smith is. They were able to string him out all the way to the sideline for not much of a pickup at all.
Now it's third down and 10, so a big, big play for Wimberley. Obviously, you don't want to make a mistake, and Weldon Nelms is right. Mistakes could be the key, and we might look at that Bossau fumble at the goal line at the end of this game and go, man, oh, man, wasn't that a big one?
And the Texans certainly need to hang on to the ball right here as well, though, Mike. Boy, it would be a horrible situation to turn the ball over here. Be nice for look for that, maybe that little draw play or a screen underneath.
Well, in that screen to Trinity Wilson, they really haven't run that play yet, Randy, and it's been effective all year. Let's look for that as well. Third down and 10, ball at the 20. Lambert, shotgun, rolling right. Good protection, rolling way right. Now he's near the sideline. He just steps out of bounds at the 19-yard line. But I'll tell you, Randy, that's a whole lot better than slopping that ball up in the air and throwing it up in the secondary. That's for sure.
Yeah, he was looking at Burchell and Blakemore were streaking down the far sideline. He rolled out to the right. He was looking down there. There was 3 defenders, though, that had those guys just well defended, and he just had nothing. He couldn't do anything with the ball.
Well, and sometimes your best play is to punt the football, and that's probably the case here, as Hunter Burchell will stand inside his 10-yard line and punt this one away. So Texans are able to avoid any points here from Argyle, and now they're not able to move the ball, so they'll punt the football away. And here is the punt from Burchell. It's going to be taken at the 43-yard line and brought down immediately is the return man, Jimmy Manos. And he is going to be taken down at about the 43-yard line of Argyle.
Yeah, great coverage. Kay Davis came all the way down the field, made a great open field tackle as the receiver caught the ball.
7:08 remaining in the third quarter, 7-3 Wimberley. Playing for the state championship here in Cowboy Stadium. Let's take a break. You're listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 and 103.1 FM. We're back in a moment.
For this Wimberley Texans state championship football game on KDRP Radio and WimberleyRadio.com is made possible in part by the Hog Pound in Wimberley, offering motorcycle gear and accessories for all bikes and riders. Located on Ranch Road 12, just south of the square. Information available online at thehogpound.com and by phone at 512-847-3444. Good luck, Texans, from Jim and Andrea Jones, owners of the Hog Pound. Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast on KDRP and WimberleyRadio.com comes from the Good Night Diner in Wimberley, serving up new and traditional American cuisine in a casual and comfortable environment. Open 11 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Information available online at thegoodnightdiner.org and by phone at 722-3271. Support for this Wimberley Texan playoff game comes from A.J. and Carrie Downing of Wimberley Electric, offering residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services from Master Electrician A.J. Downing. Available by phone at 722-3255 and online at WimberleyElectric.com.
Back at Cowboy Stadium, Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes with you, along with Clint Shields down on the sideline. A little television timeout for you. Wimberley leading it 7-3 over Argyle. 7:08 remaining in the third quarter. Argyle has it first and 10 on the Eagles' own 43-yard line. 42-yard line. Check that. Austin Awney, the quarterback. Eveleth in the backfield next to him. In the shotgun, Awney now is looking tall in the pocket. He throws it complete. A short pass out to the 48-yard line. A pickup of 6. It was caught by Bossow.
Yeah, Bossow that time just snuck out from that tight end position. Got about 6 yards down the field, turned around, and was standing there wide open.
Bossow now has been Awney's favorite target here tonight. 4 catches, 78 yards.
Well, he's been his favorite target in terms of receptions all year, coming into this game with 59. Hasn't led in yards, although he does have an impressive 956 yards for the season.
He's a big kid, too, a big wide receiver. Second down and 4 to go. Rolling right is Awney. Looking, good protection.
Oh, no.
Throws it deep. Wide open is his receiver, but he overshot him at the 10-yard line. That was Chance Bodie.
Yeah, and Davis Holloman on the coverage that time. He was way short. He let Bodie get way past him. Bodie was 5 yards past the field. Passed him, and boy, better throwing ball, and that would have been in the house.
Yeah, Davis Holloman's living right. Yeah, Bodie got past him, and you know Davis was thinking, oh man, I need this ball to go over this receiver's head.
Yeah.
Bodie was 5 or 6 yards behind him. Third down now. They're calling it third down and 3. Ball on the 49-yard line of Argyle. Big play here. Awney is in the shotgun formation. Turns and gives it to Eveleth off the right left tackle. Now, I think he's going to be short. He got it to the Wimberley 49-yard line. Clint, what do you see down there? He's close to that first down marker, isn't he?
He's going to be a full yard short here.
Well, great, your advantage is definitely better than ours, because I would have thought he would have had it.
Hit it about really the 49 or about the line of scrimmage and managed to just kind of fall over the 52 at the 49. So it's going to be fourth down and a full yard.
Fourth down and a yard now, and let's see what the Eagles decide to do here. They're going to measure it, first of all, and see exactly how far they have to go. This is why these head coaches get paid the big bucks. He's definitely a full yard short. They're stretching that chain, and it's way short of the first down marker. And I say way short, that's a yard short, and they're not going to take any chances. Fuqua is coming on to punt the football.
Yeah, you know, a decent punt here is going to give the Eagles a really good defensive field position and put the Texans down there in the hole again. And we said at the start of this game that one of the keys to this game was to win the field position battle. And I would say so far here in the second half, Mike, you're going to have to tip to the Eagles side for that particular statistic.
Yeah, I think you're right. Burt Schell is back deep. I believe that's Burt Schell back deep with Blakemore. Fuqua will get the punt off. It is a high punt, a fair catch called by Blakemore. He's going to let it go into the end zone. So that's kind of a break for Wimberley there, Randy, rather than that thing going out of bounds at the 10-yard line or even deeper. They're going to get the ball at the 20-yard line, so they're going to have breathing room to start this drive.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think they're lucky on that. That was a beautiful punt. It looked textbook spiral. Rolled over and bounced through the end zone there. Smart move by Blakemore to signal fair catch and then run forward and let it go over his head.
Clint Shields, what do you think of this Fuqua kid? He's a heck of a punter for Argyle, isn't he?
Well, I was a punter, so I'm naturally drawn to watch the kickers.
I thought you were a trombone guy.
I did it all.
Oh, my goodness.
So I enjoy good punts. It's definitely a lost art anymore with the running rugby kick, and nobody angles for the coffin corner anymore. They just kind of kick it down the field and hope they tackle somebody.
That's exactly right. And you know, you're right. The kicking game is going to be oh so important for the rest of this game. 5:58 remaining. Wimberley leads it 7-3. That was the score at halftime. Argyle had the football and drove it down the field very, very effectively early in this second half. Got it literally to the 1 yard line, and Bossow fumbled the ball. It bounced around and squirted out of the back of the Wimberley end zone, and so that has been our drama here in the second half. And
and it was good to see on that second offensive possession for the Eagles that the Texans were able to hold them, to force them to punt.
Yeah, the Texans definitely played better defense in that series of downs, to say the very least. Whatever Argyle did, Clint, on their first drive of this second half, certainly they didn't do it on the second drive. I don't know if you have any idea what kind of adjustments Weldon Nelms' team did, but whatever they did, it worked from the first possession to the second one.
Well, don't forget that possession right there. They hit the 6-yard pass to open the possession, and that was what they did successfully on their first possession. And then they went for the deep ball, and they had it. They just overthrew it. And then they were looking at that third down and almost four, and they came up about a yard short. So part of the adjustment that paid off for the Texans was the overthrow on the deep ball.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're right about that. Here's Brady Lambert now, shotgun. He has Dennis Smith behind him. Two tight end formation. You get the feeling that Dennis Smith may get this football. Smith, 8 carries, 41 yards so far as he shifts to the left of Lambert. And Smith is going to be a lead blocker. And Lambert trips over the blocker, Taylor Robertson. He's able to get 2 or 3 yards, but that's it. He had a big hole. If he hadn't tripped, he might have gone a long way.
Yeah, had he not tripped, like you said, he would have had some room to ramble. He audibled and shifted Smith from the I formation over there to kind of a pistol formation to his left, and Smith led up through there on their left side between the guard and the tackle, and boy, he had a nice big hole to run through had he not tripped.
So second down now and 7, ball at the Wimberley 23-yard line, clock moving. 5:25 remaining in the third quarter. Wimberley leading it 7-3. Smith again behind Lambert. Again, they go with two tight ends. Long count. Lambert has it, turns and gives it to Smith. Right up the middle. Dennis looking for running room, stretches it out to the 26-yard line. They're going to blow it down, and rightfully so. He just, the ground can't cause a fumble and all of that stuff. He gets it out to the 26-yard line, a gain of 3.
Yeah, pretty textbook football there. Like I said, they're lined up in a double tight end set, and Smith lined up in somewhat of an I formation there behind Lambert. And just a dive over the left side, not a lot of room. The yardage he did pick up, Smith did on his own.
And their middle linebacker, Argyle, Sam Sizelove, able to fill that hole and make a great play. That's a great name, Sam Sizelove. I like it. He made a good play there.
He did make a good play. He's made several of them tonight. He's very, 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 very quick and aggressive to the ball.
Third down and 5 now. Ball at the 25. Lambert's going to take the snap, looking right. They're trying to set up the screen. High, a floater to Kelly. Kelly breaks the tackle to the 30. He's got the first down. And down to the 34-yard line is Kobe Kelly. He took a big hit, and he's slow to get up. But, boy, that was effective play there, an 8-yard gain.
Yeah, Jay Gonzalez did a good job stringing it out over there and reading that screen. And in fact, had he been maybe a tad quicker, he would have been able to tackle him for a no gain or a loss.
Clint, can you see what's wrong with Kobe? Look like might be a cramp. Doesn't look like anything major, does it?
No, at first I thought maybe he took a shot to the helmet, but then after he rolled over, he reached down and grabbed his left calf.
Yeah.
I think definitely just had a cramp as he tried to cut there after he broke the tackle. And don't discount that play right there, because if he doesn't break that tackle, have to punt the football away.
Yep.
But as he was trying to get going after he broke the tackle, his foot kind of slipped as he got near the sideline, and I think it just kind of cramped up on him.
First down and 10, ball at the 34 now. Wimberly with the first down for the Texans in this second half. See if the Texans can take advantage of that big play on the screen pass to Kobe Kelly. Dennis Smith in the backfield, fake handoff to Smith. Lambert rolling right, lot of room. He throws it out and it's knocked away. He was trying to hit Nick Alana, incomplete. Yeah,
trying to hit Nick Alana a little out there, and boy, he was well covered up. Had two defenders around him. The linebacker crew at Size Love, if I'm not mistaken, was one of the linebackers who went with Alana. Let's see who else. That was
Karsten Barsow.
Thank you. Yeah, he was. But anyway, he was well covered.
Lambert now 4 out of 13 for 42 yards. But again, you know that Brady Lambert can strike and strike suddenly. So you can pretty much ignore those statistics henceforth. 3:55 left to play in the third quarter. Second down and 10 to go. Ball at the 34-yard line. We're using words that Clint Shields hasn't even thought of. Here's a long pass. Left sideline, and it's caught. It's caught. It's Blakemore. No, it's Smith.
Dennis Smith.
He's going to score. A touchdown, Dennis Smith. 66 yards, Brady Lambert to Dennis Smith.
Well, he used his speed and blew right by Reese Thompson, caught the ball in stride, perfectly thrown. And once he had the ball in his hand, he went all the way to the house. Beautifully executed.
I thought it was Blakemore, and instead it was Dennis Smith. And you're right, Randy. He caught it, and he was long gone. Clint, how'd you like that one?
Well, man coverage on Smith on the outside, and you just said he can strike quickly. Talking about Brady Lambert, a beautifully thrown ball. And worth noting here, Josh Gray, back for the first time since the Sealy game, is holding on this extra point.
Here's Nick Alana, and the kick is up, and it is good. 3:46 remaining in the third quarter. Wimberly 14, Argyle 3. We're back with more Wimberly Texans football after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberly Texans football on WimberlyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 and 103.1 FM. Back in a moment.
KDRP LPFM 103.1 Dripping Springs, Texas, and K261DW 100.1 Henley and the Texas Hill Country. Streaming free and live worldwide at kdrplive.org. Support for this Wimberly Texans championship game is made possible by the financial support of the Wimberly and Dripping Springs Anytime Fitness, offering 24-hour co-ed fitness facilities for the 133 residents of the Texas Hill Country, with a location in Dripping Springs and an expanded facility in Wimberley. More information by phone at 512-858-7171. Financial support for this Wimberley Texans championship game comes from Tanya Kilgore's book, The Grief Recovery Kit, A Young Person's Guide Through the Journey of Grief. Available online at griefrecoverykit.com or at Maui Waui in Wimberley. Now, back to the action, live from Cowboy Stadium.
3:46 remaining in the third quarter. Here's the Nick Alana kickoff. It's going to be taken at the 14-yard line to the 20, to the 25, and that is where he is stopped. That is the return man, Reese Thompson.
Tano Avila on the kick. Not to correct you, I'm sorry.
What did I say?
Nick Alana.
Nick Alana. Well, maybe Nick kicked. I don't know. I'm excited, Randy. I'm excited. I can't help myself.
I don't mean to correct you there.
No,
Mr.
You need
Blackwell.
You need to correct me on that. Nick Alana's may have listened and said,
right,
in the world is Nick doing kicking?
There's some uncle somewhere scratching his head going, my dear,
what?
I don't know that boy kick a ball.
You didn't tell me old Nick could kick. Here's enough of this stuff. Here's Awny now. He's going to give it to Avila up the middle. He may have been face masked. Yeah, there's the flags
I got it.
So a face mask on Aveleth, and so they'll step off some more yardage. And you got to believe that the Argyle side of the field kind of feels snake bit. They got to the one, couldn't score, turned it over. And then, personal foul, face mask.
First down.
And then after that, of course, they missed the wide open receiver. And then Wimberly comes back and strikes with a 66-yarder from Lambert to Dennis Smith.
Yeah, we've several times we've seen whenever they've lined up in man coverage, especially on those wideouts on Blake Moore and Dennis Smith. You know, I think those two guys, both of those, have the speed advantage over their defenders.
And this is the big 15-yarder, and now they're setting up a screen pass to the left side. It's wiped out way back to the 33-yard line. A loss of 9. Alden Mann snuffed it out.
Beautifully read by Alden Mann. He saw that play developing, and he was in perfect position to make the tackle.
Hey, Clint, what do you think of that Alden Mann play? Boy, he really wiped that one out, didn't he?
Well, it's the same thing that the Texans ran a while ago, that play where Colby Kelly actually broke a tackle and extended that drive that wound up being the touchdown.
Yeah.
That was the tackle that was missed. This time, Alden Mann makes the stop.
Second down and 8 now. Awney in the shotgun formation. Austin Awney, he's got a task now with about 14 and change minutes left to play in the ballgame. Quickly out right side to his receiver. 35 and wiped out at the 38-yard line is the receiver, Chance Bodie. And this Wimberly defense is starting to fly around a little bit, Randy. I feel like that Dennis Smith touchdown might have gave him a little extra juice.
Yeah, a little bubble screen to Chance Bodie over here on the right side. And you're right, boy, Texas secondary was quick to swarm around him. He only picked up a couple yards, going to set up a long third down at about 14 yards.
Third down, 13 to go, ball on the 39-yard line. 2:10 left to play, third quarter. Wimberly leading it 14-3. Awney's looking left, looking. He's got all day. Now he's running out of time. He throws it complete for a first down to the Wimberly 40-yard line. That is Will Despain. And I'm anxious to go down to Clint. And, Clint, what did that pass look like on the field? Because it certainly looked impressive from the booth.
Well, it was. He did a nice job of buying time, and it was good coverage. And that's what allowed him to move around in the pocket. And, you know, Kate Davis and Will Despain, he kind of locked up in man coverage. And, you know, as well as I do, you give receivers long enough, and they're going to get some separation. Kate taking away the deep ball and just had to kind of give up what was underneath.
Spotted at the Wimberly 39. Awney back to throw. Flips it over the middle, in and out of the hands of the receiver. Big hit by Brennan Blakemore. He delivered the hit to the receiver. And that is Kahn, the receiver, and he's slow getting up, incomplete.
Adam Kahn, the intended receiver, like I said, they floated them across the middle. And kind of no man's land there, and I think he might have heard some footsteps. Couldn't quite get the handle on the ball.
Boy, and Blakemore really gave him a pop.
Yeah.
Brennan's not a big kid, but he'll certainly hit.
And the ball was thrown a little behind him, too.
Yeah.
And had a hard time protecting himself.
Second down and 10 now. Awney again from the shotgun formation. He'll probably be in that the rest of the game. The give off left tackle to the running back. A nice gain down to the 34-yard line. Still well short of the first down. Chance Bodie with the with the run. Clint, what did you see? Did you see some movement in that backfield that time?
Yeah, they didn't show the whole replay there, but the setback to the left of Awney in the shotgun definitely moved forward about a half count too early, and they got away with that one.
Clint, throw the flag. Don't you have a flag in your back pocket?
The only thing I have is my transmitter. That's too much money.
Third down and 5 now. Big, big play. Awney's back to throw. Looking right. Now he's going to scramble left. He's going to run for it. He's going to get it. 30-yard line and skips out of bounds at the 29-yard line, right at the first down marker. That'll be a first down.
Now, he rolled out to his right that time, took the defensive, pretty much the entire defense with him, and good coverage down the field. He took the ball and went back to his left, and the right defensive end for the Texans was bottled up and wasn't able to do anything but pursue at that point.
Boy, what great presence there, Randy. He knew exactly where the first down marker was. He's going to be fun to watch in college, I think. First down and 10. 29-yard line. On the move is Argyle. Aveleth up the middle, and he just kind of dives forward for a couple to the 27-yard line.
Yeah, for all in all, the Texans have done a good job stopping that run in between the tackles. Same result there. He's going to pick up maybe a yard or two.
And definitely they are in Cole Hedlund's field goal range here. Shotgun again. Awney, Eveleth next to him. To his right a step or two. Now they look back over to the sideline, try to get an updated play call. And the clock is running at 23 seconds remaining in the third period. Wimberly leading it 14-3. Flip it out right side to the 25 and out of bounds at the 21-yard line is the receiver, Adam Kahn. And that's going to be short of the first down.
Yeah, it picks up a couple of yards. And again, you know, the interest in these Eagles, Mike, when they get down here in the red zone, the field starts getting short. They have a hard time moving the ball. They had third down and about three here. Tried a little speed pass that time over the right side, and well defended by the Texans to stop from getting the first down.
14 seconds remaining in the third period. Third down, three to go for Argyle. Eagles on the move. Awney now with a kind of a T formation behind him. He will turn and give it to Mossow up the middle. He's going to be close to the first down. Dennis Smith ripping at that football. He falls down at the 18-yard line. Yeah, he's got a four-yard gain. That's a first down for Argyle now, and now the Eagles are knocking at the door. The third quarter, will come to an end. There's 8 seconds left. They're resetting the clock now and restarting the clock. That will be the end of the third quarter. 12 minutes remaining in the football season. Wimberly leading Argyle 14-3. Everybody's holding up four fingers. That means we got 12 minutes of football left in the football season. Wimberly 14, Argyle 3. We're back with more Wimberly Texans football after this brief timeout. You are listening to WimberlyRadio.com and to KDRP 100.1 and 103.1 FM. We're back in a moment.
For this Wimberly Texan playoff game is made possible by Wimberly Rental, providing the greater Wimberly Valley with construction equipment rentals, land clearing equipment, and party supply rentals. Available at 512-847-3106 or stop by at 612 Melody Way, Wimberly, Texas. The entire staff of Wimberly Rental wish the best of luck during the playoffs.
Support for KDRP programming comes from Belterra, Texas, a master-planned community with more than 900 families who shop, work, and play in Dripping Springs and the Texas Hill Country. Online at belterratexas.com.
Support for this Wimberly Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by Game On Sports Nutrition, providing functional food and beverage products designed to replenish nutrients in athletes. More online at GameOnSportsNutrition.com.